The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Apparent prayers and kisses blown into the air. YNW Melly has been pretty expressive for the camera in the courtroom. What does it mean for him, if anything? We discuss. I'm Anjanette Levy, and welcome to Law and Crime's Sidebar Podcast. We are entering the second week of the double murder trial of Jamel Demons in Broward County, Florida. Demons, of course, is known by the stage name YNW Melly. He's been going viral during his trial, not because of the evidence, but because of some of the things he's done in front of the camera. Just a quick recap to bring you up to speed if you haven't been following the case. Demons is on trial, accused of murdering two of his lifelong friends and YNW members, Anthony Williams, known as YNW Sack Chaser, and Chris Thomas, who's known as YNW Juvie. The two men were shot to death in the early morning hours of October 26, 2018, after four YNW members left a late-night recording session in an SUV. The state says Melly is the trigger man, that he pulled the trigger. The defense says the prosecution can't prove it. Melly's co-conspirator, Cortland Henry, who went by YNW Bortland, was driving the SUV that night and also faces charges in the murders. He will be tried separately at a later date. Now back to Melly's behavior in the courtroom. Joining me to discuss the behavior of YNW Melly in the courtroom and in front of the camera is Bernarda Villalona. She is a frequent guest here on Law and Crime, also a defense attorney and former prosecutor. So she's been on both sides of the aisle. Thanks so much, Bernarda, for coming on. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, Antoinette.
Your first impressions of the case so far as we end week one, just let's start there.
It has been a show. It has been a performance from both sides. Not what exactly we expected to see at a trial, but definitely a performance on each side. Every day, you just never know what you're going to get from this trial. It kind of reminds me of the Daryl Brooks trial.
A little bit, yeah. Our defendant is a little more behaved, I guess, better behaved than Daryl Brooks, but there is still that viral aspect of it. So some of the moments that we've seen in this trial have set the internet on fire. You know, they've gone viral on Instagram, TikTok. People are turning, I know, to our social media accounts to see what is he going to do next in front of the camera. And one of the big moments that happened during week one that really had people thinking, oh my gosh, what is going on here, was Melly kissing kind of into his hands, and then it appeared he was blowing it out. So Bernarda, it almost feels like it was like a little bit of a prayer there. And then this kind of almost like a Zen moment, and then poof. So what do you make of this? You know, I should mention a lot of this is going on outside the presence of the jury, but it's still being captured and seen everywhere.
So as you can see with Melly, a lot is going on in his mind. In terms of the pressures that he's facing, remember that he's facing the death penalty. So a lot is riding on this trial. So I'm sure that he was probably sending a prayer and also just asking for some peace or calming down of his mind. But who knows, because we can't get into his mind frame.
I think one of the things that's important to keep in mind here and in kind of preparing for this trial, I watched a lot of interviews and videos of Melly. And I remember him talking about kind of like these two kind of personalities within him, Melly, who's kind of chill, and Melvin, who was more protective, I guess, or maybe had more of a violent streak. And maybe there's just a lot going on within him, as you mentioned, that we don't know about. He's talked to, and he even talked in one interview about having more than two personalities, more than the Melly and the Melvin. So do you think that might be part of what is going on here?
It's possible. You got to think for a defendant, for a person that is on trial, especially a person that's on trial for his life, there are a lot of pressures and a lot of things to think about. And as a defendant, you're sitting there and you have to be quiet. You can't respond to what's going on in the courtroom. And he's just listening to everything that is being said, everything that is going on in that courtroom. So he's trying to get some peace in his mind or try to lay things out or get some understanding. There's just so much going on. And it's like, you never know what his personality or his mental health, how's it doing on any particular day. And that's just for anyone that could be standing trial, especially when their life is on the line.
Very stressful situation. Most of us cannot understand what it's like to be in that position. Most of us have not been charged with serious crimes, and murder is the most serious crime you can face in our criminal justice system. In a lot of courtrooms, Bernarda, there are strict rules about decorum and when a defendant can say things. Of course, they can always talk with their attorneys. I've been in courtrooms before where the defendant can't, you know, they might be able to look to their family, or they maybe give him a nod or a wave when they come in. There's been some video that we've captured of him kind of motioning to the gallery as he exits. So, Bernarda, what do you make of that? Does this kind of play against Melly at all? Is this just him being a young guy, maybe doing this to his family? What do you think?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So not at all, Angela. So you have to think, this is going at the end of the case when the court is done for the day, or even right before lunch, before their break, or actually anytime there is a break. So in terms of order in the courtroom, that is all up to the judge. The judge determines what the order is going to be, what's going to be the decorum of the courtroom. Some judges do not allow the defendant to turn around from their seat or to actually address anyone in the audience. So it's all up to the judge. But in terms of his actions right now, it's quite common. He wants to turn around and take a look at his family, his friends or his supporters, and just let them know that he appreciates their support. And this is all out of the presence of the jury. That's the most important thing you have to think about. Is the jury present in the courtroom when these actions are taking place? Because that makes the big difference.
Most certainly. And we haven't really seen him, at least I haven't noticed him doing these things in the presence of the jury. One of the things we did notice on Thursday was him doing something, you know, he's a musician. And it appeared that he was kind of like maybe thinking about some music, bopping his head. What do you think, Bernarda?
Again, this is him trying to get some peace in his mind. We all bop to music, but you have to think that he is a musician. He is a rapper. So to him, this may be the calming effect that he needs in order to continue with this trial day in and day out. So again, I don't make much of it. Again, the difference is, was the jury present when he was doing this? And it's not disturbing the courtroom or the proceedings. So I don't see a judge calling him out on these actions of him bopping his head. But I'm sure if the jury was present, they may be asking themselves, what is going on in his head? Why is he bopping his head?
But they probably also know that he is a musician. You know, he produces music. They wouldn't know this, but I saw an interview of him one time talking about how he wrote Murder on My Mind while he was doing time on another charge. So involving a firearm and firing a gun near a school. So I think a lot of people might do that, but even though it's not in front of the jury, there's still a camera in there. Would that cause you any concern? Because these images are being seen out on the internet. There are mixed reactions to them. His fans love it, right? His fans really like it. His critics, his detractors, not so much.
Yeah, but you got to think, while other people are concerned about the camera and they're watching this, it doesn't matter. And the reason it doesn't matter is because the people outside of the courtroom, they're not the jurors. They're not in the jury. What matters is what those 12 people that are sitting listening to the evidence, what they think, what's going on, how they are evaluating his actions inside of the courtroom. So in terms of the camera, I'm not concerned about it. Of course, he knows he's being recorded. Of course, he knows that this is being aired out into the public, into the media, but that same video captions are not being presented in front of the jury.
Bernarda, one thing that has caught the attention of some people is the fact that Melly seems to smile at the camera a lot. One person described it as him flirting with the camera. So, Bernarda, what do you make of that? The smiling, we see the head bopping again.
Maybe he thinks that he's doing a music video. Who knows? But I think the bopping part is probably out of nervousness and try to calm himself down. And in terms of the smiling, I think it's also the same thing. What I'm curious to see is whether he's been evaluated for any kind of mental health issues in the sense of going forward with this trial. But of course, he has to be competent to be able to go forward with trial. But I'm curious whether that examination was done, whether there was any concern as to his ability to proceed with the trial.
I'm curious about that too, especially when I watched some of these interviews that he had done before all of this happened. I wondered when he was talking about Melly versus Melvin. Also, how many people, I mean, I can't imagine being on trial for double murder and not being a little bit worried and concerned. So how much of this is putting on a show, putting on a front?
I think that can be a part of it, but also you have to think there's so many different things that are playing here. One thing we have to remember, of course, he's a young man. Two, he is a rapper. He does have fame in the sense of he has a lot of fans, so he may want to portray himself in a certain way for the fans, but also have to balance it out that I'm on trial for my life here. So try to get some calmness and being able to proceed day in and day out. But I think the power is in the defense attorney in speaking to him and let him know, like, look, you are on display. All your actions are being seen, and not just in front of the jury, but also on the camera. So just be mindful. And I think that's what the defense attorney has to do every day, is remind him, like, look, not only is the jury watching you, but also the cameras are watching you. And I think that's the power struggle that Melly's having with himself. It's like, wait, I'm a rapper, but I'm also on trial for my life.
One thing, Bernarda, that some people pointed out to us is that Melly appears to smell himself at some points. He kind of sniffs himself. And there was one moment in particular on Thursday that really caught the attention of people on social media. Obviously, you know, this is something people on social media are talking about. The jury's not seeing it. But what are your thoughts?
And Jeanette, haven't you smelled something and you're like, wait, hold up, is that me? Let me check if that's me. I want to confirm that it's
I have.
Not me at all. Exactly. I mean, I have had as well. I want to make sure that it's not me. So you got to think with Melly, he's not really paying attention that the camera is completely videotaping every little thing that he's doing. I don't think he's thinking about it each and every second. So he had a personal moment and just had to check out and make sure that it wasn't him. Or maybe it was him.
Yeah, I think we've all had one of those moments where you're like, uh-oh, I smell something. Is that me or what have you? But it did seem to catch fire a little bit on Twitter, that particular clip. Another thing that people have pointed out is the fact that he kind of chit-chats toward the gallery at the end of the day. And I feel like, Bernarda, in that particular clip, he looked kind of annoyed and irritated. So something kind of caught his attention or caught his ire, and he's obviously talking with one of his lawyers about it.
Yeah, it looks like something transpired or something may have been mouthed to him that actually bothered him. Now, in terms of how the defense attorney is responding, the defense attorney has to be very mindful. Again, if it is in front of the jury, her reaction, how she's reacting to her client. Because remember, you don't want to give off to the jury that one, it's like maybe you're too close to the client, or two, that you're scared of the client or uncomfortable with the client. There's a lot that the defense attorney has to be mindful of, because it all depends, again, how is the jury receiving these types of interactions? But that particular interaction wasn't in front of the jury, but I'm just talking in general when the jury is present.
So you think all of this outside the presence of the jury is much ado about nothing. Maybe as fans see it on social media, but, you know, your thoughts.
Absolutely. All of this that's going on outside of the presence of the jury, I would not pay it no mind, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter in the sense of that the jury is not present, and the jury is ultimately the ones that are going to make the ultimate decision as to his guilt and whether the death penalty should be placed in this case. He should be given the death penalty. Outside of the presence of the jury, I'm not concerned, as long as he's not acting disrespecting the court in the sense that the judge may hold him in contempt, or that he can say or do something outside of the presence of the jury that can possibly be used against him at trial. Those are my concerns right there.
Bernarda, there's been a lot of chatter on social media, on the YouTube chat, about the attorney that sits next to Melly and Melly, and she seems to be almost kind of like motherly toward him. They seem to be very friendly. There's a lot of giggling and laughing going on. So I'm kind of wondering what your thoughts are about that.
So my thoughts in regards to that as a criminal defense attorney, as a former prosecutor, is that it's possible that the criminal defense attorney can be chiming in the sense of like rubbing him and talking to him and seeming very close to him in front of the jury to try to show the jury like, look, this is not a guy that's capable of killing two people. Like, this is a guy I'm comfortable with talking to sitting next to actually putting my hand on him to let him know that it's going to be okay. So this can actually all be an act in front of the jury. So they can take that into account. Because remember, the jury's observing everything that's going on in the courtroom. And this can be just a show from the defense part. But also on a flip side, this can also be the defense attorney has been working with Melly for years now. And that she's gotten close to Melly. So they have built a rapport, a relationship. And this is why they're so close to each other. But as long as they keep it professional and they're tending to what's going on in the courtroom, it's all okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So it could be a lot of strategy going on with this. I mean, it could be genuine, but also there could be a strategic kind of thing going on here.
Absolutely. It could be strategic. I will make it strategic, especially when you're talking about two people, two murderers that you're talking about. You want to try to portray and also humanize Melly for this jury. And that's the way of doing it without actually speaking to the jury.
And really, people forget there is a bit of stagecraft that goes into these things. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong at all. When it comes to being a trial attorney, and if you're an excellent trial attorney, you have to know that everything, it is a performance. You are on stage. You are performing for this jury. From the moment you leave your house in the morning and every single second that you're in front of that jury, whatever you do is a performance for that jury. Because all they have to do is just observe you. That's what they're doing. Because remember, the jury can't speak while the testimony is going on or while the proceedings are going on.
And we should mention and remind the audience that he is facing the possibility of the death penalty if convicted. And it's under this new lower threshold of an 8-4 vote by the jury. It used to be unanimous, but the law changed recently, just this past April, following the Parkland shooting. People were pretty upset about that, and Governor DeSantis signed the law change on that. Well, Bernarda Villalona, we appreciate your time as always. Thank you so much for coming on to kind of evaluate this with us and see whether or not the behavior of Melly in court matters at all, especially when the jury is not there. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Anjanette. Thank you for having me.
And that's it for this edition of Law and Crime Sidebar Podcast. You can listen to and download Sidebar on Apple, Spotify, Google, and wherever else you get your podcasts. And of course, you can always watch it on Law and Crime's YouTube channel. I'm Anjanette Levy, and we will see you next time.